Conversations to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show. We got a weird, weird thing going on here this morning. Looks
called a radio show.
It's supposed to be a radio show, but if you're looking at us live on Facebook, you can see what's going on. We have some special guests in the studio this morning. And Stu's here. He's back there somewhere, but we got some business to take care of first. I do want to mention, everybody, please keep our friend John from Fish River in your prayer. He and his wife Linda in your prayers. I understand she's not doing too well today, so John has asked that we ask our listeners to pray for her today, and as she continues her battle. But it is spring. It looks like we're going to have early spring. Poxitudi, whatever his name is.
Poxitudi Phil. Breaking news.
Phil, yeah, breaking news.
He did not see a shadow.
He said, did not see a shadow, so we're going to have an early spring, so get your white wine ready, everybody. Get your white wine ready for spring.
Hey, I got breaking news. Poxitudi Phil did not see his shadow.
Okay. Oh, you're doing Groundhog Day?
Uh-huh.
Okay. But right now in the studio, we have Patty Clark. Everybody knows who Patty is. Patty Cakes. And
how are you guys doing?
Look at the stuff we got behind us
the
here.
Applause is for all that food.
I just posted pictures on our Facebook pages, and look at this. And she even brought me something special just for me. And nobody's getting any but me.
There was a voice way off in the
distance, but she brought me a buttermilk pie. Oh, my God, my favorite pie in the whole wide world. But these strawberries, good morning, Patty and David. How are y'all this morning?
Good.
So this is, look at this strawberry. Look at this one, this Mardi Gras strawberry. This thing's beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful. You almost don't want to eat them.
Patty, why don't you describe that?
Describe everything you got here.
Well, these are strawberries we're doing for Valentine's Day. I do them every year. I do chocolate dip strawberries, and then I do long stem berries also. I just have regular berries here. I decorated them in assorted condiments, pecans, coconut, nonpareils. I have mini chocolate chips, Oreos, almonds, Butterfinger, Heath Toffee. You name it, I can put it on a strawberry. And we're using Underwood pecans also. Local, coming out of Robertsdale.
Oh, wow.
And then I do plain strawberries, too. These ones run 28 a dozen. My long stem berries run 50 a dozen. You can call up the bakery and order some, or just come in and purchase them for your loveys.
Well, this was certain. If you don't have a lovey, I guess you can eat them yourself. But still, I can't see you not finding a lovey with these things. Somebody would love you for them, that's for sure. These are just gorgeous. And you do this every year for us, and we appreciate it.
Right.
And so,
but, I'll be dipping them from Valentine's Day to Mother's Day.
Yeah, awesome. That's a good plan.
Yeah.
All the way Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Got to take care of Mother. Got to take care of Mother. But what have you been doing since last year? You had quite a year.
Yes, I have.
And do you feel like explaining to everybody what's – I know we mentioned in our show that's last year, but kind of give everybody an update.
June 17th, I had quadruple bypass surgery. I had heart surgery. And I'm feeling great, other than them sawing my chest open and breaking it open. That's the painful part.
Yeah.
But other than that, I feel great. I'm alive. I'm here for my son, and I'm back competing. And
all the important
can't
things.
Hold me down too much.
Not you. Well, you look great. You
Thank
sound
you.
Great.
Thank you.
Look and sound like the same old Patty Clark.
Yeah,
us.
I feel much, much better.
But, David, what are you doing here this morning?
Well, I know Patty needs some help with the sweets, so that's why I volunteered to be her Sue for today and to be part of that. But, yes, you mentioned competing again. Of course, next weekend is the King Cake Cook-Off, and she's going to talk about that a little bit. But I did want to share some news. Patty, we talked about this last year, but I'm making it official. Tomorrow you can register for World Food Championship 2020. Your spot is there. So you will be representing Team Alabama in a dessert competition one more time. So we're really excited about that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for our audience, studio audience back there.
Studio audience?
The studio. Boy, you're a pun intended.
Studio audience.
You are.
Pun intended.
I just want it.
Charlie's on one today.
Yeah.
It's the coffee.
Wow. So, yeah. Well, that's exciting. That's great news, David. Thank you.
We have a very strong team last year. Mm-hmm. We had one competitor in dessert. Now we'll have, and she actually made the top 10. Mm-hmm. So she'll be back, and then we've got Patty who will knock the socks off of Dallas, Texas this year.
Yeah, we were very well represented in Texas.
David, any other news in other categories?
Well, we have two teams of our 21 teams. Yeah, we have two teams of our 21 teams that actually will be competing in Indianapolis at the final table. So we have two. Alabama has two of 10 final table competitors, a 20% chance of taking home the grand championship. One of them is a combo team, Matthew Statham from Saws in Birmingham, mm-hmm. and his co-cook is Dan Navarro, who of course is Mobile County Schools, Baldwin County Schools.
Yeah,
and Dan's son D3 is part of it as well. The other team is competed in Burger, Morgan Cheeks out of Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Yeah. Now you had some kids from Davidson High School there.
We did. That was a lot of fun. They won the Dolphin Island Sea Lab Forks and Corks, and it was mm-hmm. a combo team between Alma Bryant and Davidson.
Okay.
And they came out and competed in seafood, and they finished 30th, but that was only 10 points off of first.
Wow.
Really good showing there. It was fun. We were able to do some. We had a live radio that we did every day. So we brought them on and did an interview with them and got them some good experiences for their resumes.
Well, you know, I was excited to see that because I am a graduate of Davidson High
you
School.
Are.
And I'm especially excited today because two of the defensive backs for the San Francisco 49 are Davidson High School graduates. They played at the same time and they're graduated, and now they're playing in the NFL in the Super Bowl today. So
that's really
Davis
exciting.
Is represented all over.
One of the good friends of the show, Deborah Hodges, was with us last night. St. Mary's had a steak cook-off, mm-hmm. and she came out and grilled some red hots with a little yellow mustard on in honor of the San Francisco 49ers and our Davidson teams.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, those are my favorite red hots I've ever had in my life. I never had red hots until I had hers. It was a World Food Championship.
Yeah.
Two years ago, and they were so fine.
Yeah.
Never knew how good they were.
So Mike, you're representing Davidson on this show.
I have, and as a matter of fact, I still have my practice jersey from 1976. It's gold and black, and I'm going to be wearing it this afternoon. We had practice jerseys that we wore. My number happened to be 76.
Now, was that football, or was that in the line in
football.
The cafeteria?
Both.
He didn't get a real jersey. He just got a practice jersey.
Okay.
I don't know how that worked out, but, yeah, they sent us home with them, and I still got mine. Although, it's about half the size I am, so I don't know if I can get into it, and I might have to pin it on me. Wear it like a cape.
You should pass up on all these things that Patty's brought to you today, too.
Well, it's just one day.
Hey, today's his cheat day.
There's a limit to temptation.
Every day's cheat day, Patty. You saw what I ate the other day when I was there.
I wasn't going to tell anybody.
Well, that's exciting news, Patty. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah,
you earned it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So Alabama's in it to win it.
We are in it to win it, yep.
Yeah, we also have Juanita Hendricks sitting behind me.
Hi, Juanita.
She's a baker with me now at the warehouse, and she's also going to be competing in the baking category.
Oh, good. Good.
Representing Alabama.
Tell everybody real quick where you work.
Warehouse Bakery over there in Fairhope, 759 Nichols Avenue.
It's a cool place.
Real
smells
eclectic.
Good. You get that roasted coffee smell and then all the sweets and all the savory foods all at one time. Just
it's
you fill up on the smell
when you
alone.
You pull into the parking lot, you're going, okay, this is going to be a great place to be.
Mm-hmm. You can tell.
Y'all open on the weekend?
Yeah. I didn't know if that was on or not. Did you want like that?
Our singers just jump in here.
Oh.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey folks, this is Arthur Green with Bay Barbecue, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Hey, that's our buddy Arthur down there. What's it? It's Flow Shell. Is that what you named
Flow
that
Shell.
Neighborhood?
One of our customers, one of our listeners, dubbed it Flow Shell.
Flow Shell.
Flow Shell. It's a local thing.
It's corner of Florida and Old Shell. Get it? Flow Shell. Yeah.
But I notice when I go visit my buddy Roy at Butch Cassidy's, I look across the street, and he's always got crowd over there. He's doing good.
Arthur, right?
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
He's keeps doing really well.
Yeah, he's doing great. He does barbecue patty that one of them has called his erotic rub. It's barbecue that is, I mean, it's still at its essence. There's smoke, there's spice, there's sauce and all that, but it's just really different from any barbecue you've ever had. It's fine dining barbecue.
Yes. You have to hold your little pinky up like this when you're holding a rib.
Yeah, it's a very neighborhood-friendly place, but he's just doing barbecue that's not like barbecue you've had anywhere else.
And that, you know, the construction on Florida Street brought a lot of attention to that area.
Right.
And so many restaurants have opened up there on that one corner. Mm-hmm. If you park, you can park somewhere.
Publix.
And,
park at the Publix.
A lot of people park at Publix. Roy's got a big parking spot across the street. Yep. But you could sit there, and if you walk into one place and the wait's too long, you can walk next door to another restaurant. And, you know, it's just
that's cool.
It's
that's
so.
Cool.
And then when you get through, you can walk to Cammie's and get ice cream, fresh made ice cream daily.
Yeah, Heather works in that general area, so she dines at those places, and she has told me, she goes, the temptation to have Cammie's for lunch is strong every day. Do you know Cammie?
No, she was in the Mobile King Kickoff last year, I believe.
Right. Yeah, but Mike's known her.
Right. For a while. I used to sell her sodas, and that's how I met her.
Yeah, but just makes ice cream, and that's it. Just ice cream. Just really, really
phenomenal
good
ice cream.
Ice cream. Very creative ice cream. I think we've got the King Cake ice cream in at Sim's House of Pizza right now. And now, how would you flavor something King Cake? Because to me, it means dry dough and some colored sugar. But they have reinvented the King Cake. Just so you know, as a baker who is new to this area, she's a Calabamian, y'all.
Yeah.
As Lauren Murphy would say. King Cakes in the 80s and prior to that were terrible. It was just the dough, just the sugar. No filling, no flavor. Dry as dirt. And just so you know some of the historical past. But what you do with them now is they're flavorful, right?
Right, right.
And what is that just regular pastry dough that the King Cake is made
it's
with?
It's like a sweet donut, like a sweet brioche donut.
Oh, dough. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's much, much improved because the brioche has got butter in it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
See, we like butter here on this show.
Yeah. Do you know that the Chicago-style pizza that is synonymous with the city, clearly was invented by a Southerner because it replaces all the oil in the recipe with butter. And you go, oh, well, that does sound like a Southerner. It was a former University of Texas football player that invented Chicago pizza.
Ah, who?
I forget his name. It was very good. He was an All-American like in the 40s.
Oh, that far back.
Yeah, that far back. Maybe 30s even. I don't know. You were around. What was his name?
Charlie?
Yeah.
Where's Charlie at when you need him?
Yeah, I heard him going all Shecky Green in here while I was sitting out in the lobby, cracking jokes and everything.
Yeah. But
oh, so these are your flavors here, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see. Plain with cinnamon sugar, plain with cream cheese, blueberry cream cheese. Oh,
I like that.
Strawberry cream cheese, Loxley strawberries when you can get them. Raspberry cream cheese. We cannot get raspberries down here locally, can we?
No.
German chocolate king cake.
Wow.
Yes, and I actually brought one of those in-house today.
Dibs and pecan cinnamon sugar.
Right.
That.
We could do blackberry and other, you know, Bavarian cream too, if you like.
Papaya.
Everything we do is from scratch, even from the sweet cream cheese that we make to put inside, including all the jams. We make all the jams from scratch in our restaurant. So.
Now, you make the cream cheese. That's awesome.
I saw that last year. I happened to be there one day when they were making king cakes, and I saw it firsthand. Mm. So they do that.
They do. Oh, do
I'm
that.
A witness.
These three king cakes we have back here are still warm.
Oh yeah, and last year you brought us some in that were still warm, and it is a totally different experience.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Yeah,
and it's like when you get in the Christmas time when you get fruitcake. Most people think of it as this brick. If it's done right, as soon as it comes out at the baker's, bring it out of the oven, let it sit a few seconds, and then you drown it with bourbon. Fruitcake is fantastic that way because it's still warm and still moist.
At least not with bourbon.
Yeah, and yeah. The bourbon helps a little with the moisture, a little bit.
Well, but the digestion, process, too.
See, it's health food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get it. The problem, you know, the people locally around here who make the king cakes, I mean, not the king cakes, but the fruit cakes. They start making them in August for Christmas. So
y'all
they're,
do
they're sitting there
like,
marinating
like
for
that, do
several
you?
Months.
Right. You do stolen or anything?
It would be. No, we don't even. Not, we don't even do that. I don't think I've even the whole 4.5 years we've been open. I don't even think not even one person's asked for that. I think I had one person ask for a fruit cake this year. One mincemeat pie, and that was it.
And see, that was my dad's favorite pie. He was never much of a sweet eater, but he wanted his slice of mincemeat pie every Thanksgiving. And
I don't think I've ever had that.
It's probably just to bring his memories back from childhood or something.
Yeah. And well, Mike, just so you know, it's not real meat in there.
Well, I figured.
Let's see. It's apples, raisins, and dates, is it?
Dates. Is it prunes in it? No.
Yeah. And it's just a lot of cinnamon, and it's good stuff. And in Ireland, they call it plowman's pudding and serve it next to their haggis.
Haggis. It,
yeah. Have you done haggis or have you just tasted it?
Or neither.
Just read it?
Neither,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it looks like.
Pudding?
Just pudding?
Well, the English call so many things pudding.
They do.
That we don't identify as pudding here. It's barley and ground up, we'll say sweetbreads. Inside of a goat's stomach or sheep's stomach, and then
now not to put the Brits down, but right. When Brandon was there, he said the best food he had was a Mexican restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
Because Indian cuisine is in the UK what Mexican food is in the US. It's its number one ethnic cuisine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's impressive that he had really good Mexican food there.
But you know, he said the only great places with great food were expensive, and then just the common places was, you know, dull and boring.
Yeah.
He found it dull and boring. Yeah. But I don't know because I've never been there. So,
well, John Cleese was asked one time why British food sucked, and he said, "Give us a break. We were running an empire."
Oh, I like that answer.
Yeah,
I like that answer. I'll have to use that.
So Valentine's is a big time of year for you, Patty?
It's so-so, yeah.
Yeah, it's so-so?
Yeah, with the strawberries, for sure.
With the strawberries. You don't get a whole lot of people wanting heart-shaped cakes or anything like
that?
No,
not really, no.
Yeah.
What's happened to the romantic side of Valentine's?
It's all up in the strawberries, huh?
Yeah, strawberries, chocolate, champagne.
It's like anything else. It's so commercialized.
It was invented to be commercialized.
I know.
Big, fat, juicy steak.
That's what I want. Big old steak.
Yeah.
And honestly, my buttermilk pie.
Patty's buttermilk pie.
Patty's buttermilk
I've
pie.
I've still got the pan from the first buttermilk pie I got there. You get to keep the pan.
Like 4 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. My idea of a perfect Valentine's dinner, if you ask me, what do you want for Valentine's dinner? I want ribeye, medium rare. Salad with some blue cheese on it, and a glass of scotch. That's perfect. It's also what I want for my birthday too. Most years, although last year I got to go to Royal Scam and just was treated, and that was nice.
He goes downtown a lot and never calls.
No.
Never texts.
Yeah, we do, and you're always already down there and already an hour into wherever you've been.
Oh, whatever.
Early bird gets the worm.
Whatever.
We went for breakfast one time. It's like, hey, Mike, we're going for breakfast. And, you know, oh, you're going to Bob's? Yeah. I've been here on my fourth Bloody Mary. Come on in. And Bob's Downtown Diner is a place you got to get to while you're here.
So you guys keep telling me about this. I have never been there. Maybe me and Juanita need to go there today after the show.
Yes, you do.
You had me at Bloody Mary.
And Bailey's Breakfast.
Bailey's Breakfast.
He named a breakfast after Mike.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, Mike's never had it.
It's a ribeye.
It's
a ribeye. Yeah. Ribeye for breakfast. Because okay. Yeah. He's a steak and potato man at breakfast time.
Hash brown taters.
Hash brown taters. Yeah, it's a great place. That you would like it.
I ate there yesterday, as a matter of fact.
It's just a very – it's a diner that a lot of bikers like.
And it's a beautiful day to sit outside today there. It will be.
And hear the church bells ring. That's one of the things I love about downtown Mobile is that we've got a few churches that ring their church bells. And at noon, man.
Every 30 minutes.
Yeah. It's really nice, especially on a cool morning like this, just hearing those church bells downtown. It's a great atmosphere downtown. So, y'all go to Bob's when you get
here. Yeah, I've never been there.
Mobile's downtown's just exploded. And David can tell you. I mean, he lives downtown. You still live downtown, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's just exploded with so many places to go to. Right.
You got to go to break. 343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
I ate there the other day, too.
Cowpokes that come from the near and far. When you throw a few ribeyes on the farm, Roberta Duran ate two before a fight, 'cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty mind. Eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, do we have one deer? Eat beef, it's a mighty good food. It's a great A meal when I'm in the mood.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey guys, it's Chef Chris Sherrill, and I'm here with Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Chris Sherrill, yes, that's our buddy down there in Orange Beach.
I believe his house is in Gulf Shores.
That may be. Well, I mean, I know him from Orange Beach area, so. But anyway, folks, if you're just now tuning in, we got a studio full of food and people here. We got Patty Clark from Warehouse Bakery in Fairhope. We got David Calmetti with Coastal Magazine, right?
Discover Coastal Alabama Magazine. Alabama Coasting is the company.
Yeah, Alabama Coasting is the name of the company. And he dropped a surprise on Patty Clark. She's got her gold ticket. She's got a ticket to ride. And then
what does that mean, Mike? For people who just tuned in.
Oh, you were a teenager way before the monkeys ever came along.
No, I remember the monkeys.
Okay. And they didn't monkey around either, so
what Charlie's referencing is that
the gold ticket. The golden ticket.
Oh, okay.
Qualifies her to compete once again in the World Food Championship in Dallas.
Thank you, David.
Deservingly so. She gave her heart and soul for it, didn't you?
Yes,
she
almost gave her heart.
Almost gave her heart.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Patty, I got a really in-depth question for you.
Okay.
And that is for people listening who may be concerned, what's the deal with the baby and the king cake? Nowadays, do you pay more to have the baby in the cake, or you can't do it anymore, or what?
Yeah, we can't do it because of choking hazard. So they can do it. They can put the baby in there themselves.
So when you buy the cake, do you have a baby on the top of it?
Yeah, we stick it right on the top of the cake and with the beads on, and then they could just stick it in the cake themselves.
I'll tell you what, you all decorate those cakes up really nice with those beads too. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And you know it's Patty's cake because it's bottoms up.
Every cake that goes out of that bakery has to be bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
David, I think you were waiting the whole show to get that line in.
You brought up the king cake.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to talk about the baby for a second.
You know, we've got this huge second anniversary king cake cook-off next Saturday.
Where is that?
It's at Government Plaza.
Yeah.
It's 11 to 4. And how many teams were there last year? There's like 20 teams? Or, I mean, there's a bunch of.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
The King Cake Cook-Off.
And there's three different categories. There's the traditional. There's the what they call non-traditional.
Non-traditional.
And then isn't there a wild card as well, or is it just the two?
I think it's just the two.
But it's a ticket $20. You get 10 taste off of that.
Hey, Stu, can I get one of those slices?
Absolutely.
You've also got a VIP ticket that's $60 that gets you some drink passes, and there's a bar there. It's a family event.
That's got to be a beautiful
picture. With the bar. It's a family event.
That's like our Mardi Gras, people. We talk about Mardi Gras being a family-friendly event, and especially if your family likes to drink together.
I thought that's when you were going to create a family.
Families? Well, that's a Catholic thing. Thank God for Catholics. I've been able to make a decent living in this town.
You're welcome.
They let you down 2 weeks out of the year.
No? I always say, why do y'all give up wine for Christmas? I mean, for Lent.
And all right, Pat.
You ought to give up having babies for a while. Well, the wine's what leads to the babies, is what they tell me.
So. Patty, the purple icing on there is crunchy. What is that?
That's just crystallized sugar, colored sugar.
Boy, that is beautiful, though.
We put an icing, and then we put the purple, green, and yellow sugars on top.
And is this blueberries inside?
Yeah, you're eating a blueberry cream cheese king cake.
Wow.
It's still a little warm, too. Just came out of the oven.
It is. Oh, that's so good.
So people could come to your place tomorrow morning and get one of these?
Yes.
Come today.
We have a few that we put on the counter every morning. We can't guarantee a certain time. You never know what's going to happen inside of a restaurant.
Well, they got to bake, too.
Yeah, and we have to proof them. It's not like it's a little process. Good 3 hours total. But you can place an order the day before. We have no problem, and you can pick it up. We're open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. So come in anytime you want to pick them up, and we'll have them ready for you.
Well, who's running the store right now?
Well, we left the owner in charge. Hello, Jennifer.
She's so sweet.
She's a good lady.
I've always loved Jennifer.
So what if she sells out the whole inventory this morning while you're gone?
Goes back to the office and counts for money.
And you get the day off?
Nope. Them bakers are going to be baking at midnight, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock,
How many you got in your battalion?
Oh, geez. At one point, with the two restaurants, we have District Hall also next door. At one point, we had 52 employees.
Wow.
But over at warehouse, I haven't even done a head count.
In my entire life, this is the
maybe
first
30-ish?
First king cake I've ever had that I ate it while it was still warm.
It's special, isn't it?
Did you like it, Charlie?
Oh, absolutely.
It's like donuts are wonderful, right? You make great donuts.
Yeah.
But when they're still hot, it's just ethereal.
And we're actually trying to phase out of the donuts.
Going into some cooler stuff.
Yeah, we're working on a new menu, coming up with a little more healthier option, more gluten free options.
I blame all that on kale.
We're still having menus. We're just gonna menu items. We're just gonna add a few more things to
on the gluten free thing. I have found that you do not need gluten to make cake. Gunkel's here in town is a gluten-free cake maker. Cakes are great. You cannot make good bread without gluten. It's impossible. It's not bread if there's not gluten in it.
Yeah, we
and we've got gluten-free crusts at the pizza place. They're terrible because there's no crunch. You're not going to get crunch without the gluten. And so bread. No, you just if you go gluten free, whether it be for celiacs or because of a lifestyle choice, just give up sandwiches. You're going to be disappointed,
right,
by every pizza or sandwich that you get on gluten free bread.
And Jen keeps trying to work on different recipes, and it is difficult.
I've got Coppage's cookbook, the baking instructor for CIA, with all of his gluten free stuff in it, and people still say, he's the best baker in America, and they still say. Yeah, it's just not good.
Right. We do gluten-free muffins, and I have a lot of
that's a great thing. Yeah.
Gluten-free cookies, and I do even flourless cookies. But I have a gluten-free vegan – well, we do. Gluten-free vegan cookies are just delicious.
Right, and it's all of those things transition well to it. I feel for the people who do the gluten-free. I pick on them a lot, but they're giving up the greatest texture mankind has created.
I can't imagine French bread.
Yeah, well, it's impossible
without gluten.
You can't do it.
Yeah. Are we talking about a lot of people who are gluten intolerant for real?
No, we're talking about a lot of people who do gluten-free as a lifestyle.
I think they self-diagnose themselves like they do with additives to wine.
Or honestly, a lot of times doctors use that as a catch-all when they can't figure out what the deal is. Or in some cases when they don't want to just say you're a hypochondriac, they throw that out. And then there's genuine celiac disease is very painful. It's on the rise, and it is on the rise, in my opinion, and most people's opinions, because we've genetically modified our wheat.
Right, 50 years ago, preservatives and chemicals that are going into the products also.
If you haven't been diagnosed by an allergist.
Yeah. You ain't got a card, you don't have an allergy. Yeah.
Right.
It's simple as that.
Stay home. Stay home. Yeah, but, gluten-free and kale eating yourself.
But,
what do you really think?
See, I feel, because if the people who have celiac disease and have genuine gluten issues, they can't even come in a pizza place. If you have genuine intolerance to gluten, you can't walk into a bakery. Mm-hmm. Walk into it. Now, I'm not saying eat anything, because it's in the air. When we slap a pizza,
at the
flowers
wine bar,
everywhere. You
at the wine
get
bar
away with.
Where they have tapas.
Yeah.
I know of a customer that asked the person doing the tapas to change the gloves before they do their food.
Mm-hmm.
And all they're handing is bread products and, you know, meats and stuff like that.
Be glad when gloves are finally outlawed.
Stay home. You know, and I hate these people that, I don't hate them, but, you know, I dislike these people who self-diagnose themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then say that's the reason.
You're saying it may be somewhat of a fad,
like wine. You know,
absolutely
were,
a fad.
Well, I'm allergic to the allergens. Did your doctor tell you that? Well, no, it just does this to me. Well, wine is a food product. It's has allergens built into it. You just drink water. Drink as much water as you do wine. If you back off the wine a little bit and add some water,
listen to him preach, huh?
Well, the gluten free folks.
You
means-
touched the nerve with me.
Gluten-free, folks, means that there's more king cake for the rest of us to eat.
Absolutely. If you don't
you
eat
could
it.
Do a gluten-free king cake and not be too – well, would you still need the gluten really to develop it, right?
I don't even think I would want to taste that gluten-free king cake.
But, Charlie, you just hit a point. You just made a point there. It's like all these environmentalists are saying the cows are causing the ozone to deteriorate, you know, with their flagellants, okay? Well, I'm doing my
clean
part.
That up.
I'm eating the cows.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing. I'm only one man. That's all I can do.
And you're cutting down on carcinogens by getting that cow medium rare instead of well done.
There you go.
Doing it
there's
for
another.
The,
there's
doing
another
it for
person.
The kids, y'all. Doing it for the kids.
There's another person. Someone who eats their meat well done.
Oh, good God.
Have you got some A1 sauce with that?
No,
in a yeast roll?
But genuinely, back on the gluten intolerance, since we have an expert baker here, it's just really difficult to make a decent bread product without gluten. And for the people who genuinely can't have it, I really feel for them.
Sure.
Because, I mean, French bread, oh my gosh.
When we tell somebody no, it's like it's the end of the world to them, you know?
Right. And
it's hard. It's hard to please everybody. And sometimes you just can't.
It is. And, but.
We're not vodka.
Then I give them strawberries.
Yeah, that makes everything better. And chocolate is health food. It is well established. Dark chocolate is health food.
Can we get a sugar-free king cake?
Wow.
Yeah, it's called a dinner roll.
Okay. With food coloring.
343-0106, that's the Callahan's Irish Social text line. Hey, I got it, Mike.
Well done, Stu.
We've only been practicing on half a year.
Wine's for you to drink a wine. Mop, mop. Pass that bottle to me. Wine's for you to drink a wine. Mop, mop. Wine's for you to drink a wine. Mop, mop. Wine's for you to drink a wine. Mop, mop. Pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy, hoy. Wine, wine.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Jim Smith from the Hummingbird Way. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Jim!
Jim's got a great new restaurant. Have you ever met Jim Smith, Patty?
No.
He was the executive chef of the state of Alabama for about a decade, cooking at the governor's mansion.
Then he went on this little show. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, called Top Chef. And he had a top 10 finish.
Somebody's chewing.
It's Mike, always.
I'm sorry.
I think that was stewing a strawberry.
That too.
But he decided after his Top Chef run, hey, I'm going to open my own place now. And he had the whole state of Alabama to choose from. He chose Mobile. Because he had really strong ties with Alabama Gulf Seafood and the industry. And he said, well, I want to do seafood. Mobile's the place to do it. He took over the old Kitchen on George space in the Oakley District. And I don't know if you ever got to go to Kitchen on George. It was a wonderful Creole cottage. Our buddy Carl Tilley was the chef there. But it was partnered with Culinard. And when they pulled out of their culinary program, the funding wasn't there for the restaurant. So this beautiful restaurant, you know, in an antebellum neighborhood, it's been vacant. And Jim has moved in, and it's just terrific. We got to go to the soft opening. He had three different oysters to choose from for the oysters that night.
Yeah.
And
what's the name of his place again?
The Hummingbird Way.
And where is it?
Oakley District, George Street, 351 George Street.
Okay.
So he 2 years ago at the World Food Championship, I was standing next to him while he was judging. He kept passing his plates off to me. He gave me a fork and he kept giving me all the leftovers. So I was eating off of him. And
you can,
he told me he said he was looking to open a restaurant in Mobile. And he said that his friends in Nashville and Atlanta were telling him that Mobile was going to be the next hot restaurant spot.
And it has proven true.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a gumbo cook-off in Orange Beach when I was at Lucky Irish Pub and Grill, and took a sous chef over with me. And we're waiting on the final judging to be done. And two of the judges were Chris Sherrill and Brody Olive. And there was like 10 judges, well-known chefs and stuff. We're waiting on that. So we're sitting here at the tent next to us, and we're just all chatting and everything. And I look around, and my sous chef's jaw is just to the floor. So I, you know, mentally take a step back and look at it and go, oh, here's this kid right out of culinary school. His chef at an Irish pub takes him this cook-off, and we're sitting in a tent with Jim Smith, the executive chef in the state of Alabama, Marty Duncan from Food Network, and John Fulce, the legendary chef from New Orleans. And he just couldn't believe that's what his life had brought him to. And we're all just sitting there talking about going to high school and stuff in the 80s.
Chefs are rock stars, man.
Yeah.
Y'all are rock stars.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll take it, won't we?
Yep. Yeah. All day long.
Rock and roll.
I got a old friend from college that always just yells rock and roll.
I do roll tide. All the time. Anyway.
Thanks for bringing the room down, Mike.
Oh, no.
Well, we've got
We're off the air. We've got live going,
so let's keep talking. So
here we go.
We're back on. Now, Patty, you've got this Fairhope Emblem Club World Food Championship competition. Charlie, will you give us a point when we're back on the air?
Like, you what?
Will you point at us when we're back on the air?
Now you could ask and I can hear you.
Oh. Hey, we're back on the air?
Yeah. So
that's what I was going for.
You should keep talking anyhow.
Okay. All right, Patty.
You got
so
a podcast.
Tell us about this. Let me read real quick. Fairhope Emblem Club, number 241. There's apparently a lot of Emblem Clubs in Fairhope. World Food Championship Competition, March 21st, 2020. Tell us what you got going on here.
This is local restaurants and chefs coming to compete for another World Food Championship golden ticket. Sponsored by Hall's Sausage and produced by Coastal Alabama. They're giving out awards and to the for entrees. The chef emblem, you can create whatever dish you want. And it'll be judged by 5 judges, and then there's a secret judge with a special prize with Hall's Sausage. I don't know exactly what that is yet.
Because it's a secret.
Yeah, yeah, it's a secret, and I need to find out.
She can't have secrets.
It's on March 21st from 12 to 4 p.m. at Mobile. What is it? Mobile? It's Mobile Street. I'm sorry. I'm from California. I'm still learning my way around. It's only been 11 years. Tickets are $20 a piece. You get to come and enjoy everybody's entries and even do a People Choice Award. Mm. Yeah, it's a good time, fun time. It's not too many people and it's not too little. It's just right.
Well, that's excellent. And, yeah, man. And Hall Sausages, they're a good friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I have personally been there while they were making the Red Hots. That's a neat experience, Patty. It's
I don't know about them red hot dogs.
We're trying to talk Tony Sawyer at Bob's Downtown Diner into making a Hall sausage red hot hash.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's liking the idea. You can get you some Hall sausage if you go to Bob's when you get done here, by the way. But once again, what's the date on this? Let's see.
March 21st from 12 to 4 p.m.
All right. Man, y'all are busy, you World Food Championship types, aren't you?
Right.
Man, oh, man.
Right.
Well, I ended up making the decision last year of either going to World Food Championships or going to North Dakota. And, you know, I've never been to North Dakota. So we decided in the summer that that's where our money and our attention were going to go to and you know, vacation time, all of that. So we did not get to go to Dallas last year. So we never know. We may pop up somewhere.
Hmm.
But North Dakota was awesome. Elk chili. We had elk chili in North Dakota. Very good.
Wow.
Buffalo meatballs.
So. I like some elk jerky.
Mike and I both are great jerk enthusiasts, and Mike is the king of jerks.
I'm a jerk. I'm a big jerk.
We've had rattlesnake jerky.
We've had python jerky.
Yeah. Yeah, the python
one word comes to mind. Why?
It why? Was free.
I know. Yeah, why?
I mean, is it better than beef?
That wasn't.
There's at the wharf. I think it's still at the wharf. There's a jerky store there, and he carries like hundreds of different things.
Oh,
there yeah. I go again. Why?
Yeah, because kangaroo is delicious.
How about mule jerky?
If they sell it, I will try it.
Okay. Yeah. Be real
at least
stubborn
try
about
it.
Yeah.
At least
I mean, I don't see how we can go. The muscle tissue from this animal is delicious, but that one is gross. It's still muscle tissue.
Yeah.
Right.
Delicious muscle tissue, especially medium rare.
Right there by the mashed potatoes.
With some truffle butter melted on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, David.
All right, one last break, folks. 343-0106.
No, that's the end of the show.
Oh, get on out of here, y'all. Provolone.
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 Everybody's having it's a sugar rush.
I was wondering.
Don't like juice. Chicken, chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this?
This is juice. This is juice.
Uh-oh.